In studio is Heather Leverage, who is the director of Conservatory of the Ozarks. And before we talk about why you're here, describe the conservatory and what you do there.
Sure. Conservatory of the Ozarks is a fine arts school here in Springfield. We have music, art, drama, dance. Most of what we do is music, private lessons. So students come in each week for usually a 30 or 60 minute lesson one-on-one with an instructor. Mm-hmm. All of our instructors have at least a bachelor's degree in their field. And then we also have apprentice instructors. And we have periodic group lessons and special classes and lots of fun performance events for our students.
A lot of connections to MSU mm-hmm. on your faculty.
Yes.
And Jeremy Chessman, among others.
Many of our apprentice instructors are students here. Mm. Most of them are. And several of them have been recommended by, like, Dr. Payne. He's recommended several of them for us and others. And they've been great. We love having them.
Now, coming up next Saturday night, 13th, at Clara Thompson Hall on the Drury University campus is the annual Christmas Talent Contest.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And this year, it's just our students performing in it. And we have about...
Because in the past, I guess you have opened it up to anybody in the public to come and perform.
Some years we do. We have a few different shows each year, and some years we open up to the public, and sometimes it's just our students. This year, the Christmas one is just our students and a few of our faculty as well at the end.
So. Now, this will be free and open to the public, and there will be Christmas cookies, hot chocolate. Starts at 6 p.m., is that right?
Yes, it starts at 6 p.m.
Okay. And again, it this time is free and open to the public. And as always, the audience gets to select their favorite act.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be voting going on.
Yes. We'll have a couple breaks during the show when you can go out to the lobby and enjoy some Christmas cookies and hot chocolate and vote for your favorite act. It's $1 per vote. No limit on how many votes you want to make.
Okay.
It's a fundraiser. We do lots and lots of community performances at the conservatory. Like, I just came from a performance at David Harrison Elementary School for the 500 students there and the Blind Council every month and Discovery Arts at the Children's Hospital. Right. So we're trying to raise money for our own sound system so we don't have to borrow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can have one that you can carry around and actually...
Yeah.
Yeah. The quality of which you can control.
Exactly. And a display. Right now we have a giant board that we have to carry around and we'd like to have a portable one. So we're having several speakers from the different community organizations we've helped out this year come and speak about how we've performed for them. So during the show.
Now, during the show on the 13th, how many of your students will be scheduled to perform? Do you have a count?
Yeah, I actually was just counting yesterday. Let's see if I can remember the numbers. I think we have 22 acts, and then some of those acts, like one of them is our little Mozart's choir, which has maybe, 10 or 15 little singers in it, and some of them are duets or larger groups. We have some backup dancers in some of them, but I think 22 acts and maybe 40 participants
altogether. What kind of entertainment can people expect to see then?
Christmas entertainment.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. It'll be a variety of genres, I guess, but all Christmas themed. There will be students singing while they play instruments or while they're accompanied by other students or faculty on instruments. Some of them, like I say, have backup dancers for part of their act. Some of them have costumes. There will be some that is more in the classical vein, like you might see something like Gesù Bambino, or more in the country vein with the guitar, and so all kinds of things.
Now, of course, as you say, some of the performers are faculty. As far as the students, what age range will people see?
Well, the Little Mozart's Choir has the youngest age group, and I think the youngest one in there is probably two and 3 year olds. It's adorable.
Yeah, that'll be one of those aww moments.
Yeah, totally.
How long do you think this will run with 22 acts?
We're expecting to go from 6 to 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we have several adult students performing as well. And at the end, after everybody's voted, we'll have a few faculty performances while we're counting up the votes to see who wins the giant trophy in the television performance.
So to talk about the television performance then,
sure.
It's the prize.
Well, Several of the local TV channels are nice to help us promote our show, and they let us come on before KY3 and Color 10. Well, the winner of all of the most votes from the People's Choice Award gets to perform their act the next Monday, the 15th, on Color 10 on their Ozarks live show.
Okay, I mean the afternoon show.
Yeah, yeah. So it's exciting to get to be on TV, usually for the first time.
Well, of course, you were on just this past Monday talking
right.
about it. So,
And one of our teachers, Mr. Ben, played Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and sang.
All right. The Conservatory of the Ozarks Annual Christmas Talent Contest. It is free and open to the public. The 13th, 6 p.m., Clara Thompson Hall at Drury University. And audience members will get to vote for their favorite act, who will then receive a big trophy and a chance to perform on, what is that date, the 15th?
Yeah, 15th.
On Monday the 15th on Color 10's
Ozarks
Live.
At 4 p.m.
Okay. So if you want more information, probably the best place to go at this point would be the Facebook page, which is facebook.com COTO Art Music Drama.
Mm-hmm. Or you could call if you wanted to.
Right. You can call 592-1756 or email conservatoryoftheozarks@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else need to mention?
It's worth it to come for the music, and it's worth it to come for the Christmas cookies. My mom bakes hundreds of cookies for this show every year. And she told me she was not going to bake her peppermint cookies this year that look like candy canes. And there was a large outcry. So they will be there.
Okay.
Actually.
So, all right. So she had to backtrack on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's worth it to come for the treats and the music and bring lots of dollars to vote.
Okay, and this will be, again, next Saturday evening at 6 at Clara Thompson Hall, Saturday the 13th, and it is free and open to the public. All right, Heather Leverage, Director of Conservatory of the Ozarks, thanks for being here. Appreciate
it. Thank you.